This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, Meretz Hashem, this morning we're going to be learning two different topics. The first topic, my brother-in-law got married this past Tuesday night. Thank you. So, first of all, we're learning a little bit about chuppah. And then, recently, we received the shayla. They wanted to rent out our shul to make a chasana. So the question came up whether it's permitted to make a chasana, a chuppah, in a Beis HaKnesses. Is that permitted or not? And b'chlal, you know, we could make a little bit of a stretch. Marriage is very relevant to Parshas Korach. Why? Korach was married, right? No, because Rashi says at the beginning of the Parsha, Parshazu yofened rashas, right? And what do you wish the chasana kala, the shirch zol oyla yofazayin? Okay. So with that very legitimate introduction, we begin the inyan of chuppah b'beis HaKnesses. So we start with the Ramah. The Ramah says in Eben Ezer, Simon Samach Aleph, that where is the correct location to make a wedding? Says Ramah, Yeshoimrim, Lasois HaChuppah, Tachas HaShemayim. You should make the wedding under the heavens, L'simon Taiv, as a good sign, a good omen, Sheyehe Zaram K'choich VeHaShemayim, that the offspring should be as numerous as the stars. After all, that's the Tachlis Advarim. And therefore, we want to make a good simen. So the wedding should take place under the heavens, under the stars, as a simen that Zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachol. Right? You know, people don't always view it that way. Everyone knows that kaspeinu they want to be yarbe kachol. But Zareinu, not everybody, you know, has the same attitude. So, you know, we put it together. No, Zareinu v'chaspeinu yarbe kachol. In any event, that's what the Ramah says, that a chuppah should be made under the heavens. And again, important to know, this is the Ramah. The Mechaber does not mention this idea of having a wedding under the heavens. And in fact, Sfaradim are not machmir. They're not makbid to have the wedding outside. This is from the Ramah. The Ramah says that the wedding should take place, the chuppah should take place, tachas koich v'hashamayim. Okay. Now in that case, you can't make a chuppah in a shul. You can't make a chuppah in a house. You can't make it indoors. The chuppah has to take place outdoors. And yet if you look in the Ramah, in a completely different place, the Ramah in a different chelik of Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya, in Hilchos Avelos, he's talking about an avel. Can an avel go into the chuppah when they're not eating, and when they're not dancing, to listen to the brachos of the Sheva brachos? Okay, can an avel enter the room of the chuppah, shaloi b'shas achila, to hear the brachos? The Shulchan Aruch says, some are matir, some are oisar. So what should you do, says the Shulchan Aruch? Stand outside. Right? And you'll listen to the brachos. Says the Ramah, avaloi yikanis labayis klal, b'shasho imdim sham b'mazmutei chasen akala. At the time that they're playing the instruments for the chasen akala, don't go in at all. V'cheinoyagin ba'ashkenaz atzeminog in Germany. Over medinos elu. And in these medinos. What does the Ramah mean in these medinos? The Ramah did not live in Germany. The Ramah lived in Krakow in Poland. So not only is the minog not to enter the place of the chuppah when there's music, if someone's in Avel, in Germany it's the minog in Poland also. V'choze b'bayi sh'oysen achasana sh'oichlen v'sh'oysen u'smeichen sh'am. This is all in the house, that they make the wedding, that they eat there, they drink there, they rejoice there. Avo b'chuppah sh'oysen b'beis ha'knesses. But when the chuppah's in the shul, shem b'varchin shem b'rchas erisin and nesuin, where when the chuppah's in the shul, what do? There? They make b'rchas erisin, they make b'rchas nesuin. Ve'ein shem simcha klal, there's no music there, there's no dancing there, it's very somber, it's very serious. As soon as the 7 days of Avelos are over, you can enter the shul to participate in the chuppah. Who ever heard of making a chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses? The Ramah says very clearly that a chuppah that they made in the Beis HaKnesses, where there's no simcha at all, you can enter there if you're an avel. Some say you can't enter even in the shul till 30. Some are machmer that the avel has to stand outside of the shul. Again, the Ramah mentions the possibility of making a wedding in a shul. Enocham olu mikamakim nira de avel yachal levarech brichas erzin asuin tachas hachupa shuvesa knesses. Says Rama, he feels that an avel is able to make birchas erusin and birchas nesuin under the chuppa in the Beis HaKnesses. That means if he's the Masader Kedushin, he could enter the Beis HaKnesses. So you want to say one time the Rambam mentions the possibility of Beis HaKnesses, okay, maybe, I don't know, it snuck in, it's a mistake. Two times. Three times the Rambam mentions that the possibility of making a wedding in a shul. So you have a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Evan HaEzer, a wedding must take place, tachas koichvei hashamayim, outdoor wedding. Right? In January, you freeze. Right? In July, you melt. June, let's say, 3rd, you soak. Doesn't matter what's going on. You make the wedding, tachas koich v'shemayim. And in Yardea, three times the Rambam is talking about it, in the house, in the Beis HaKnesses. What's going on? What's going on? What's the Rambam talking about? Do you have to make it tachas koich v'shemayim? Are you allowed to make it in the shul? In Yerodeh, the Ramah seems to be very okay with making it in the shul. In Evan Ezer, the Ramah says, no, you have to make it tachas, kapos hashamayim. Tachas koich v'shamayim. So the Stechemed, in the Mareches Chosin Bekala, in Ois Aleph, he brings, in the name of the Tferes Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael Lifshitz, who is a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva Eger, he wrote the commentary Tferes Yisrael on Mishnayos, and in his Hakdama to Seder Moed, he has something called Klalei Smachos. And in Ois Beis, the Tferes Yisrael writes the following. Look on the third line. V'agav da'asa liyadan, neima b'milsa. Once we're talking about chasanas, let's mention the following. D'mashakas of Rama b'yardeya simen shin sadi aleph sif gimel. That which Rama wrote in Hilchos Avelos, he named me the kafa Rama, the fact that the Rama repeated, v'shileish b'shaynai, and he tripeated, right? He thrice-peated in his language. Chuppa, sha'oisim b'beis ha'knesses, alzeh, samchu ha'chadoshim. This is where the chadoshim get their notion from, right? In other words, the Tveres Yisrael is commenting on the recent innovation of the chadoshim to make the wedding in the Beis HaKnesses. Who are the chadoshim? The modern, the reform. That's where they're getting it from. Asher aleim anu boishin, that we are ashamed of them. Asher kol megamasam ledamos esonu letzad shlenucha ledamos. Their whole intention, don't let them convince you that they want to modernize, they want to up to date, they want to be like the goyim. They want to be like people that we're not allowed to be like. Ba'amru? Dekach yofel anu lasos achubba beis haknesses. That it's proper, based on this Rama, it's proper to make the chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses. Says the Tveres Yisrael. Amna milvad sheyesh isur lasos achuppah Beis HaKnesses. Aside from the fact that we're prohibited to make a wedding in a shul, mikama ta'amim, for many, many reasons, shalai narach bahem, tan, that we're not going to speak about at length over here, hinei talu atzman b'korei achbish. They're hanging themselves on spider webs, right? You ever try to hang from the ceiling? Right? Right? So if you're hanging from a pole, so you may be able to hang on. But if you're hanging from a spider web, you're gonna come collapsing down. So these reform, they're hanging onto spider webs. Why? But the Ramah mentions three times the possibility of making a wedding in a shul. The Chamash and Nisga Badibi Ramah Khan Beis HaKnesses. Every time the Rama mentions the word Beis HaKnesses, Bimakar Makaymai Tahar, you gotta look up the source of the Rama. You're gonna take the Rama at face value. The Rama says, the Rama doesn't say anything on his own. You think the Rama makes up a halacha? The Rama is citing a source. By the way, does anybody know the majority of the halachas of the Rama either come from the Maril or come from the Maram Mintz and so forth? So if you look up the source, Rabbi Isai, of the Rama, Lesa loy ba'agoyis maimini shuhuva ravya. It's not an agoyis maimini. It's not in the ravya. Because if you look up the source of the matter, disham nisgar bebeis hanesuin. The person that the Rama is quoting doesn't say beis haknesses. He says beis hanesuin, the wedding hall. There's a difference between a shul and a wedding hall. As long as there's no talking. Sometimes the talking is allowed, then there is no difference. But the way a shul is supposed to be, it's not a wedding hall. The sham neskar beveis hanesun b'chem daki mosh kasav efesh b'rachay v'yir. Says the Tveres Yisrael, what we have in this Rama is a Tal Sefer. The Rama didn't mean to write Beis HaKnesses. He wrote Beis Yud Hey Nun, which stands for Beis HaNesuin, the wedding hall. V'nir Shatas HaMadfesu. Says the verse, so we, us observant Jews, have never heard of making a wedding in a shul. Ela shebishneim hayakasov beis beis hey. It stood right. Look at the Rav Yah. The source of Rama says beis hanasun. The Darkei Moshe says beis hanasun. The Hagos Maimoni says beis hanasun. And what the Rama wrote was beis beis hey bratzleimer rashatavis beis hanasun. What did the Madfis do? Listen to what he says. The Madfis! Bertsoy soy marchiv! Ubertsoy soy merch makatsa, right? If he needs to save space, he makes it wider. He makes, instead of, makes the words bigger. If he wants to make it shorter, he makes the words shorter. The kasa of the Beis HaKnesses. It's a toss cipher. The printers made an error. He wrote Beis Beis, hey? And the printers understood that to mean Beis HaKnesses. Bini karim divrei emes. And what I'm saying is the absolute truth. So says the Tzvar Yisrael, is it permitted to make a wedding in a shul? Of course not. We never heard of observant Jews making a wedding in a shul. Who makes a wedding in the shul? Reform, modern, but not traditional Jews. The Chadoshim. The Chadoshim. So says the Steichamed in the name of the Tzvar Yisrael, not only is it Aser, it's a misreading of the Ramah. Because if you have to look up the Rama at the source, Rama is quoting the Rav Yah, quoting the Hagos Maimoni, quoting the Darkei Moshe himself as the Rama, and there the Rama writes, Beis HaNesuin.
In other words, the Rama never saw this print.
No, the Rama sent in the folios to the printer, and the printer went off. Or perhaps in the times of the Rama, the printers were Erlich and they got it right. And subsequent printers misunderstood the Rashi Tevas. So according to Tzvar Yisrael, you're allowed to make a wedding in a shul? Absolutely not.
It doesn't seem as a wedding hall.
Oh, in a wedding hall you can make it, but not in a shul. Not in a shul. Again, according to the Tzvar Yisrael, what's slightly problematic is that it still doesn't answer the stira in the Rama. Because even if the Rama meant Beis HaNesuin, how does that coincide with the Rama who says you have to make the wedding Tachas Kochvei HaShamayim? Whether it's a shul or a regular building, either way, you're indoors. But what happened to what the Rama said? It has to be under the stars. So we come now to the major source on this topic, the major Maror Makom, an amazing piece, and from the Shas HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer and Eben HaEzer Simen Tzadichas. And the Chassam Sofer is dealing with this contradiction in the Rama, that the Rama and Eben HaEzer says you have to make it Tachas Koich VeHashemayim. And the Rama and Yerodea says the possibility of making it in a Beis HaKnesses, which if you want to read Beis HaNesuim, it ain't going to help you too much. Says the Chassam Sofer Tshuva. Berama, Eben HaEzer, Sof Simen Samach Aleph, Kasav, Yesh Oimrim, Lasa, Ischupa, Tachas HaShamayim, Lissimen Toiv, Sheyia, Zarum, Kechoich VeHashamayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, where did the Rama get this from? Where does it come from to make the Chuppah under the stars? Shoyresh Hadavar, Betshuvas, Mahara Mintz. The root of this matter, the source is the Maramins, Shadvarav Tzrichen Bir. Just looking at the original source itself needs tremendous clarification. Va'avarim Be'ezras Hashem. Let me explain. Ki Kasav Shem Maramins writes like this, that when the Chassan and Kala come to the place where they're going to have the Sheva Brachos, Tzrichen Lahamid HaKala LeYamin HaChassan. The Kala stands on the right side. Interesting, no? We take it for granted. But if you would ask us, who should be on the right side? The Chassan should be on the right. The Kala should be on the left. Right? There's a captain and there's a first mate. Two captains will steer the ship in circles. There's a captain and there's a first mate. The Chassan should be on the right. The Kala should be on the left. But we don't do that. We do the opposite. Well, we put the Chassan on the left and the Kala on the right. Why? By Ashkenazi.
She's the one who's running the
Chassan. She's on the right side, and then
no, I don't believe so. By Minhag Ashkenaz is the Kala. Yeah, okay. And that's what we do at Hayom Hazeh. The Chassan is on the left, the Kala is on the right. Why? It comes from the Maharam Mintz. You know what? Why?
Because
Because some put the Chasana Kala facing the west. Excuse me. Toward the west side, Upneim Lamizrach, facing the east. So some have, let's say, that's the east. That's the east. So the Kala is going to be on the right side, and the Chasana is going to be on the left side. Why? Why do we want to face the east? Says the Maharamim, Neged Aron HaKodesh, opposite the Aron. Now, you can't start playing around with textual emendations. He says opposite the Aron Kodesh. There ain't no Aron Kodesh in the wedding hall. No. So it is absolutely clear for the Maharamim that they used to get married where? In the shul. The Yesh Ma'amidin Chasam Mekal Etzad Safon. Some put them in the north. Why? Ki Kishamidim Etzad Daroim. If you're going to put them in the south, again, the north would be over there. And you have the... Right? That's the... If that's the east, that's the west.
So the chasan should be on the left.
North, south. So the chasan, he says like this: Ki kishaminum sadarim asa kala kreva tfeil aron hakodesh mehachasan. We want to put him on the north because since the chasan is the person, the captain, he should be closer to the aron kodesh. That's the logic. The logic is to put the chasan on the left, the kala on the right, so that the chasan should be closer to the Aron Kodesh. Okay, because Azak Kala Kroiva Trela Aron Kodesh Mei Chasan Kitzuchim Lamed Biyaminoi. V'zeh Neged Asra. In other words, he's saying like this: some place the chasan and kala to the north, because if you're going to put them on the south, then the kala is going to be closer to the Aron Kodesh, and that is counterintuitive. So what do we see from the Maharamim, Rabbi Isai? Where did they used to get married? In the shul. Mashma mizeh shal yiragilin lasas hachobah basic neses mamish. So you could play around with the letter bays and the hay and the printers and the errors and this and that. What are you going to do with Aron Kodesh? If the whole positioning of the chasan and kala is dependent on who is closer to the Aron, that we want the chasan to be closer to the Aron, it's clear they got married in the shul. But you look a few pages later, shavach hazeh behepo chadaf, he says the opposite. Listen to this. Says Maramitz. At the time of marriage, we make Bishas Hanasuin Kama Inyanim Hamoira Al Hatzlacha. Many omens, many things that portend to success. Kaganavukois Bishas Main. And we'll see what this main is. They used torches at the time of the main. Hamoira La'ira La'simcha. You know why they lit torches at a chasana? Says Maramitz. Because light is simcha, and this is a big simcha. Now, if you remember, we learned before Shavuos from the Tashbetz that there's another reason why we have torches at a chasana.
Lightning.
Keneged matan taira. Okay. V'chein, says Maramitz, tachas hashamayim. You make the chuppah under the heavens, the hakoy chavim under the stars, kaloymar, koy yia zarachem kechoy chvei hashamayim. And what else do? We throw wheat. We throw wheat at the chasan and kala. Wheat. Not weed. Wheat. Wheat. Right? So right? As if to say, Shenazang HaRoshan V'Oimim Puruvu. We tell them to be fruitful and multiply. So we do three things as a good omen. Torches, stars, wheat.
Not rice?
Mavuar? No. Mavuar, Sha'oisin, HaChuppas. What do we see from there? Tachas HaShemayim. That they made the chuppah under the stars. So the Maharamim contradicts himself. First he says, put the chasan on the left side, the kala on the right, so the chasan's near the Aron Kodesh. Then he talks about this maisa, that we want the wedding to be under the stars. Under the stars. Yeah, it's not a chuppah, no talking, right? Under the stars, as a good sign. So how do we do this? How do we reconcile the Maharamim? Says Achsam Sofer, let me explain this to you. The Maharamim was a Talmud of the Maril. We know all Minhage Ashkenaz are based on the Piskei Maril. And says Achsam Sofer, let me explain this. In the times of the Maril, this is what they used to do. They would take the chasan and kala outside. and they would do something called chuppas main. Main means simcha. And under kapos hashamayim, tachas koychavim, they threw wheat at the chasan and kala. They had torches, and they made a simon. They said, you should pru revu koyi azarach. That was the first chuppah. Then they made a second chuppah. They made two chuppahs. They brought everyone in the shul. And in the shul, they would say the sheva brachos. And they would be mispalel. And they would say, give brachos. Why in the shul? Because they wanted all of the brachos to be in a makam kadosh, at the bima, by the makam of the Sefer Torah. So says Achsam Sofer, the ancient minog Ashkenaz, which we know, we've seen that Chassam Sofer writes, where does Minog Ashkenaz come from? It comes from Rashi, Tosfos, and all the great Rishonim that lived in Germany. So what they used to do was they made two chasanas, two chuppas. One was chuppas main, where they do it under the stars, and they would throw wheat, and they would have torches, and one is where they dive in the Sheva Brachas.
Outside, only in the shul.
Only in the shul. Only in the shul. Only in the shul. However,
did they say Sheva Brachos twice?
No. One second.
So if you only say it, he says,
or if you're Guffin.
Listen to what he says. Take a look on the second column. He says, go back to the first column, two lines from the bottom. V'yanti b'maril sham, v'kasav sham, minag hamein shekasavti le'el. We still do the main today. We call everyone to the shul and to the main. They would lead the chasan, and everybody followed him by torchlight. When they got to the courtyard, they would guide the chasan to the kala. And when they got together, when the chasan and kala were standing together, zarkin kolam chitin va'omrim puravu v'yoshim shama ad ayin sham v'hamina kazehu kaviyasim v'tzrosim gamata v'Frankfurt domain today. And after the main on the fourth line, moshiv and chasan gamata tachas kapas hakipa hanasas l'sham v'zel chuppah shalanu ki v'mdino seino ein lanu chuppah b'shas bracha ad kan l'sham aramins. And then the Maril writes, they would take the chasan and they would put him in the Beis HaKnesses. And they would put the chasan next to the Aron Kodesh and the kala next to him. And they would say the Sheva Brachos and they would make two chuppas. However, says the Chassam Sofer, we're not finished. We only would make the two chuppas to a basula.
I can't hear
you, really. To a basula. But in Amana, we would only make one chuppa.
Oh, which one?
So which one did they do? If you have a choice now, either inside in the shul, outside under the stars, which one takes priority? Which one takes precedence? In other words, push comes to shove. Which type of chuppah is more important? Chuppah the main, or the chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses? Says the Chassam Sofer, let me explain something to you. Why would they take the chasan and kala and put them under the stars? How are the stars going to help the fertility of the chasan and kala? Very good. So we find that when the Rebbeinu Shalom promised children to Avram Avinu, look at number 5, Vayoytze Oysai Hachutza, he took him outside. Vayoymer Havena Hashamayma, he said, look in the heavens, Usfar HaKoychavim, count the stars, Koyi Azarecha, says Rashi, Tlefi Pshutai Hoytzioi Me'alai Chutz, Liras B'Koychavim. The simple explanation is Hashem took him out of his tent, says the Chassam Sofer. If Hashem wanted to promise children to Avram Avinu, you don't think he could have said, Avraham, you're going to have children? Why do you have to take him outside for? What does that accomplish? What does that add? The answer is, the Ramban tells us in many places, that in order to actualize a prophecy, in order to make it come to realization, you need to do a payol dimyon. You do an activity, the action brings the nebulous prophecy into the Olam Ha'asiyah. It realizes the prophecy. In other words, we find that when Klal Yisrael were attacking Aram, the Navi was supposed to motion with the spear toward Aram. That would actualize the prophecy that we would destroy Aram. Or, for instance, Maaseh Avos Simen Labanim, the Ramban says, that Avram Avinu needed to create our history by actually going to Eretz Yisrael and walking through the land and going through those nesyonos. The action creates the realization of the prophecy. Says the Ramban, when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to promise children to Avram Avinu, says the Chasam Sofer, it wasn't enough just to say you will have children. He needed to actualize the Nevuah by taking Avraham Avinu out of his tent and saying, you will be as numerous as the stars.
Not only for Almana.
No, that's what they did for anyone, right?
And,
so now the question is, if for the Besula, they made both type of chuppas. But for the Almana, which chuppah did they do? In the Beis HaKnesses or outside under the stars? Says the Chasam Sofer, they would only do it outside under the stars. So what do we learn from there? Then when push comes to shove, which type of chuppah is more important? By the shul or under the stars? Under the stars. So says Rama, says the Chasam Sofer, why the Rama and Evan HaEzer, why is he choosing dafka, the chuppah under the stars, and not the chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses? The answer is because Rama lived in Krakow. In Germany, they would make both type of chuppahs. So if you make both, you have chuppah, we're under the stars, and you have chuppah in the Beis HaKnesses. But in Poland, where they only made one type of chuppah, says Rama, which chuppah is more important? Tachas koichvei hashamayim, and that is why the Rama only mentions in Evan Ezer to make the chuppah under the stars. Because the same way for an yeah, but no, they were called Ashkenazim, but where the Rama lived, it wasn't Ashkenaz. Right? He lived in Krakow. So therefore, in other words, like this, we're saying that, of course, originally there was a tradition to make two chuppas. So you make part of it under the kachavim and part of it in the shul. But the same way, even for an amana, they only made one. In Krakow, they only made one. Which one? Tachas ha-kachavim. Says the Chasam Sofer. Uvenei Yisrael yoitzim biyad Rama. Right, the Ashkenazim, Klal Yisrael follows Rama, and therefore a chuppah should be made only outside. Says the Chasam Sofer. Let's just see his conclusion over here. He says on the last paragraph, the third line, "V'ulai mishum de ba'Ashkenaz le'nagu b'shemakam lios nivne proza lefnei beis haknesses." Maybe in Ashkenaz they never had a custom for there to be this corridor before the shul. Let's see the conclusion. The conclusion is Klal Yisrael follows Rama. Lahamid achupa tachas hashamayim l'simna tava. We make the chuppah under the heavens as a good simon. L'skayim boy berchas Avraham. But the Chadashim, but these, what we call modern. The Reform, the modern, loy chafetz bevracha, they don't want the bracha. V'narchik mimenu. Miskavein l'umay medagim soilam. They want to distance themselves from the bracha of Avraham, and they want to learn from the ways of the Goyim. Asher loy nisbarach v'kaychavim. Who are not blessed like the stars, so therefore these chadashim, mizdavgim, zivugim, v'beis tfilasam, they get married in the shul. You kamaisam, they'll be like the goyim. They won't be blessed, no problem. Is it aser for them to do it in the shul? No. Are we going to be moicha? No. It's their problem. They don't want the bracha of Avram Avinu, so they won't have the bracha. But the hamisavim, the brachas avoisam, those who desire to be blessed, like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, yeah, tzatzoi, mayayim, kamoisam, they will have righteous descendants, uchamei hayom yirgu degasam, and their children will proliferate like the fish. So that is the conclusion of Chasam Sofer. It used to be they had two chuppahs, right? And that's the answer to the stira in the Ramah. The Ramah in Evan Ezer says make it under kochva shamayim. The Ramah in Yoredeh is talking about making it in the shul. It's not a contradiction. They used to do both. But if nowadays you can only do one, where should you do it? Under the stars. Why? Only if you want to have a good future. But those who don't want to have a good future, let them get married in the shul like the Goyim.
What about
Let's see, you make the same bracha twice?
No, only once, only in the shul. They would sit under the chuppah, which was under the heavens, as a siman tava. They would throw wheat at them.
They're not saying any
bracha? No
brachas. Or a priya gafen, the first part of it?
No, no, it was just siman tava ba'alma. What?
They never said harayat in the shul?
No, no.
Never?
Oh, when times of chasam sofer? Times of chasam sofer, they did, yes, they did in the shul. But if you could only do one, then everything should be outside. Everything should be outside.
If it's outside, in the summer, I understand you have nice weather, but in the winter, not to say it's bad weather. It's cloudy. You can't even see the stars.
Stars are there.
How do you,
They're there. Yeah, they're still there.
Snow, I don't see.
That's why the shul, the stars are still there.
They throw the wheat. They throw the wheat at the chasen and kala, right? They don't eat the wheat. They throw the wheat. It's a siman ba'alma. Tachas kachavim. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi Isai. So according to the Chasam Sofer, should a wedding be in a shul? No. Is it usher to make a wedding in a shul? It's not usher. However, his Talmud, the Maram Shik, takes it a step further. Maram Shik in Eben Ezra, Siman Pei Zayin. Maram Shik says like this. Take a look in the second paragraph. If you want to change the custom and make the chuppah on the Beis HaKnesses. Now, it's important to know, in the paragraph before, he said that even though originally they did make the weddings in the shul, it's already been hundreds of years that they took the wedding outside of the Beis HaKnesses. So if you want to change, says Maramshik, and make the chuppah in the shul, why do you think you're doing it? Why do you think people want to get married in the shul? The whole year you're calling them, we need you for the minyan. Oh, I can't make it, right? The whole year they're not to be found in the shul. And all of a sudden they get married, they want to do it in the shul. Why are they doing that? Because kedei ledamos l'shar dasos. Kasher hu be'emes tam roiv hamishanim. This is a big principle. Anytime you have any movement, even though it may look like they have noble intentions, no. Says Maram Shik, let me tell you what the intentions are. Primarily, the intentions are Nia Kagayim. We want to be like Goyim. Baharoitzim L'shanois, someone who wants to move the wedding into the shul, Isbei Mishum Isser Da'iraisa. Your Oiver Nisser Da'iraisa, Shalei Ladamois, Dasenu, Ladas, Shar Umois, not to be like the Goyim. So what the Chasam Sofer merely said is, you don't want the bracha? Don't get the bracha. Maram Shik says, you want to reform Judaism, and you want to take the wedding into the shul, like the Christians, lahavdil, it's an iser d'iraisa of mimicking the goyim. And this is also the opinion of the Shas HaTshuvos, Maria Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad. He also writes that, in the second paragraph, Amnam la'asoysa v'deis ha'knesses pedavka, if someone davka wants to make it in the shul, choyshesh ani le'iser d'iraisa of v'chukasem lo'isei lechu.
Very strong language, right?
Yeah.
Very strong.
Mm-hmm. So this is the opinion of the Maram Shik and Ariyasa. So the Chasam Sofer says,
you've got to give a disclaimer here. The Maram Shik was the Talmud Mubav of the Chasam Sofer.
Okay, that was mentioned already. No disclaimer is necessary. But the Mari Asad also agrees with the Maram Shik that it is an Isser Da'iraisa to make a wedding in a shul. So far we have two opinions. Chasam Sofer says, you can't do it in the shul, why not? Because you need the bracha, it has to be Tachas Koich V'Yashamayim. Maram Shik and Maria Asad further say that this is a mimicking of the Goyim. There's a third problem with doing it in the shul. If anybody has been at a wedding recently, say, no, you know, what's taking place at the wedding? The cell phones are ringing, buzzing, schmoozing, tumult, ruckus, right? Says Rev Herzog in Shas HaTshuvos Heichal Yitzchak that to make a wedding in a shul is a chilol of the Beis HaKnesses. Did you know? Very interesting shaila. Is one allowed to talk in a shul?
No.
You're allowed to talk. Forget about davening. Stam, are you allowed to talk in a shul?
No.
Lehalacha, you'll be very hard pressed to find anyone who says you're allowed to talk in a shul. You can't talk in a shul. Even but the Knesset Shavu Bavel, even if you build it out tonight, Shulchan Aruch says openly, you can't talk in a shul. So they have to come up with rationalizations. If your kavana is to say good morning because you want to make your friend feel good, because you want to be mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa v'yahavta l'recha kamaicha, so then it's a dvar mitzvah. But stam to say, you know, what was the score last night? And it's not during davening. We're talking about very hard pressed. Even those poskim who say maybe you could eat in a shul, eating is not considered a kalas roish. Talking is considered under the category, dvar batalim, is under the category of something that there is no really justification for it, unless you have a specific kavana for l'shem mitzvah. But in any event, knowing what goes on at a wedding, you're going to bring that into the Beis HaKnesses. It's the taruvais, nashim, anashim. That, by definition, right, Rav Moshe holds, what's the reason for mechitza? Because men and women together is kalas roish. So you're going to have men and women intermingling in the shul. It's kalas roish. You can't bring it into the shul. You'll tell me in the times of the Maril and the Maramins, they had the wedding in the shul. You have to look how they describe it. How many women were allowed into the shul? Two.
The kala, and the mother-in-law.
But now you're going to bring in the men on one side, the women on another side, with all the cell phones and beepers and blackberries. Forget it. You can't do it. Says of Herzog, look at number 9. He says on the third line, he named it Poland, Eretz Mailadati, Valletta in Poland, where I was born, and in Lithuania. And throughout Russia, until World War I, no one ever thought of ever making a wedding anywhere other than outside. Besides doing it under the stars, they would also do it in the courtyard of Shul. Baruch Shaba Abba Mari Limdinas Anglaya. When my father brought me to England, he brought me with him. There in England, they made the chuppah nishol. My father didn't really like it. He wasn't able to change it. Ireland. I also, when I was appointed chief rabbi in Ireland, I couldn't change it. But I didn't let them sing at the time of the chuppah be fus harimonium bafilo be piano. I didn't let them play, you know, the
accordion
or the piano. That is mamish minagoyim. Right? V'ulam kan ba'artina akdoisha. But here in Eretz Yisrael, Hare Toido Lakel Ein Lanu Minog Razeh, we don't have this bad custom of getting married in shuls. V'chal Hamashana Yodei Atachtoina, anyone who wants to change, he's on the bottom side. Loi Mi Boye Etzal Ashkenazim Shein L'Shanz Minog L'Asel Chav Tavaz Kibzirayim. It goes without saying that an Ashkenazi whose tradition is to get married under the stars can't move it into the shul. But even the Sfardim, they don't care about the stars. But now you want to innovate, you want to change, you can't change. He says, how could we, there's no reason to talk at length at what the Stechemet already writes, that there's the Kamach Le'Niach Makam Le'Zgader Bay, there's no room to be able to change things. Va'ani Moisef says of Herzog, I would like to add, Sharei Afilu Banim Ketanim Asa L'Nashik V'Beis HaKnesses. You can't kiss your little children in the shul. And what happens after the chuppah? Right, you have to kiss the chassan and the shver and the masada kedushin and the edim and your friend, everybody. And halavai, that should be the only type of neshikos that are going on at the chuppah. Right? Someone who's menashek, a woman who's a nida. See how you value Yavar. So you're going to bring that into, you're going to bring the chuppah into the Beis HaKnesses. Bani Oyisi. Mazur Tom Bechutzos Bechsav Alpesh Lo Yisnashku. Bechlala, he said, I'm on a rampage against all these hiskarvos after the chuppah. So to bring this into the Beis HaKnesses, this is completely improper, and this is mamish asr. So far, Rabbi Isai, we learned three reasons why you should not get married in a shul. Number one, you're not under the stars, Chassam Sofer. You don't have the bracha. Number two, Maram Shik, Mari Asad. It's Isser Dairaiso, V'chukai Sam Loisei Leichu. Number three, Kalas Roish. Kalas Roish. Comes along with Moshe Feinstein, Zechatzak Levracha, in number 10. And he was asked the Shaila, Chaf Dalet Sivan, Tavshin, Tesvav. What year was that?
55.
Yeah, 56, right. From Arav Rav Shmuel HaKoyin Rot. And Rav Shmuel HaKoyin Rot was, they were mechabedim with Seder Kedushin. Oh. And they were mechabedim with Seder Kedushin. And he said, where's the wedding? And they said, Nishul. He said, no way. They said, then you're, here's the pink slip. He said, I don't know what to do. He asked Moshe, should he, after all of these reasons not to get married in a shul, and there are many poskim who say, not only can you get married in a shul, if you're the Masada Kedushin, you're facilitating these Isurim, you can't be the Masada Kedushin. So should he give up his job? Is it so chamor that the Masada Kedushin should give up his job not to officiate in the shul? Says Rav Moshe, because if he doesn't go, says Rav Moshe, even if you wouldn't lose your job, you should still be the Masada Kedushin. What's wrong with being Masada Kedushin of a wedding that takes place in a shul? Pashud ubarur. Even if they wouldn't be considering removing you, not only are you allowed to go, you're obligated to go. Because it is your obligation to make sure that the Kedushin is Ka'alacha. This is one of the obligations of the Tzibur, the Rabbi, Shazel Meishchaivus Harav Lakol. Many rabbonim, gedolim, goyim, they do likewise in New York. Shagamkin, yesh oisin achupa bebatim. Many people get married in the house. Vahochem l'sham l'sadar kedushim. Vegam b'shvul krevus amareus. Says Rav Moshe, aye, the Rama says, you should get married under the stars as a siman taiva. Says Rav Moshe, let me tell you something about simanim. Kilasos hachupa tachas hashamayim hurak shenoagu l'simin bracha. The only reason why people get married under the kochavim is a good omen. Ein ze takanas chachamim. There's no takana. There's no takana in the Gemara. You have to get married under the stars. V'gam loy minug mitzad eiz a din v'chash iser. It's not a din. It's not we're worried about an iser. Oyinyin mitzvah she yischashiv oyral zev oys hachupa bebayis la'varyano. You're not going to say that someone who doesn't get married on the stars is an avarion? Says Rav Moshe, unbelievable. You look in the Gemara in Ksubis, the Gemara says, Besula nise sliyoim. Haravi, you should get married on a Wednesday, and the bia should be on a Thursday. Says Rav Moshe, do you know anyone who gets married on a Thursday night? It was makbid to get married on a Thursday night? I know people get married on a Thursday night because the halls are cheaper. But do you know anyone who's makbid to get married on a Thursday, Wednesday, on a Wednesday, Thursday night, because the Gemara says it's a bracha ledagim? Come on, meforsh reish ksuba z'taisa show bracha loy mikri avayana durak etz adam alma. That says Taisus that if someone violates a bracha, he's not an avayan. It's just good advice. Bekoshkein min hagim. Certainly, if there's no bracha over here, the Gemara doesn't say to get married under the stars. It's a minog. There's no makar in Chazar. Chazal shabade him rak inyan eitz a toiv of loy mikri avaryona. Another thing, the Shulchan Aruch says, to get married in the beginning of the month when the moon is b'milua. You ever hear that? The Rama recommends. I know. My wife's side of the family, they hold by this, to get married the beginning of the month, when the moon is getting bigger. So there's a Moshe. You know people? People do this? Nobody does this. Who's machmir to get married in the beginning of the month? Right? He says, it's v'gam ha-mechaber n'yordis and kufayin tesh shaloi lisa l'b'tchis ha-chodesh shekemar roi v'oilam enes harmazah rak yichidim l'chein chas v'sholam l'achshivam l'avaryonim. Says the Moshe, if we don't care about what it says in Shulchan Aruch getting married at the beginning of the month, if we don't care about what it says in the Gemara about getting married on a Wednesday and having be on the Thursday because of the bracha, then you're going to tell me we have to be concerned about this bracha that's not found in the Gemara, that's only a minog? Aye, the Chassam Sofer said you should get married in under the stars. The Chassam Sofer b'sim tzadik has nami lo yomar shom le'isser. Chassam Sofer never said you're not allowed to. Ela k'shehu b'kavanosim lumon midarkei hagoyim. Chassam Sofer is only talking about in his times the modernisha, the reform. Who? They were trying to learn from the goyim. And even then, the Chassam Sofer never said that it's usser for them. He just said that they should. The Chassam Sofer never advised against it. He just said, they're just deviating from the bracha. Says Rav Moshe. But still the Chassam Sofer seems to say that getting married in the shul is indicative of someone who doesn't want the bracha of Kaichavim? Says Rav Moshe, Chassam Sofer was only writing in his times. V'gam dover zem mistaber shalai kasav zeh Chassam Sofer elbum kaimer shuskel azar v'shem shabashem reformer nikro laka kumen hagi Yisrael. You know why the Chassam Sofer was trying to, you know, play on the conscience of the Jews who were getting married in the shul and saying, oh, they don't want the bracha? Because he was fighting the reform movement. V'harbe yikre tara. That's why the Chassam Sofer says these people don't want the bracha. But what if the guy doesn't want to get married outside because the forecast is 15 degrees below zero? Or the guy doesn't want to get married outside because it's the middle of July and, you know, he wears a shtreimel and he doesn't want to soak the new shtreimel? Or what if the guy doesn't want to get married because it's, you know, sugista mabel outside? Said Rav Moshe, then the guy wants the bracha. He wants the bracha. Right? Does the Shulchan Aruch say, get married in the beginning of the month when the moon is getting bigger? And someone who rejects the bracha of the moon, who'll get married at the end of the month? Do we play on the guy's conscience like that? No. We don't try to make him feel guilty. Because you want the bracha, you want the bracha. And if it's not going to work out, you know, don't sweat it, says Rav Moshe. The Shulchan Aruch says that even in his time, they no longer get married when Chazal said. And the Pesachei Tshuva and the Pnei Yeshua write that Lamaisa were not choishish for the bracha of Chazal. So if we're not choishish for the bracha of Chazal, kol shekein for the simone bracha that developed after the goyim. Because in times of Tosfos and the Rosh, you never heard of getting married under the stars. And it's a pella on the Chassam Sofer that the Chassam Sofer writes the Balei Tosfos would get married under the stars, says the Rav Moshe. No, the Balei Tosfos did not get married under the stars. The Balei Tosfos got married loved Afka under the stars. Maybe what the Chassam Sofer means is the Talmidei Talmidim of the Balei Tosfos. Aye, but one last thing the Maharam Shik said, if you get married in a shul, you're over Nisa Dairaisa, Uvachukaseim Lo Yiseleichu. Maybe in the 1830s, or in the 1850s, or in the 1870s, during the advent of the Reform Movement. But nowadays, nobody thinks about where the Goyim get married. They don't even get married anymore. And even if they do, who knows what it is, right? So a guy getting married in a shul, he's not thinking, he doesn't could care less what the goyim do. Bezman hazeh, Rav Moshe, there's no problem of you're not under the stars. There's no problem you're mimicking the goyim. Aye, but there's a lot of tumult that goes on. Moshe didn't Wasn't worried about it. He's not worried about the Krevos. He's not worried about the Mereus. Not even Midas Chasidus. Says Rav Moshe, if you want to get married in the shul, lechatchila, it is mutter to get married in the shul. Let me tell you one interjection, which is very interesting. That the Ramah, this idea of getting married at the beginning of the month, where does it come from? The Ramah says, look at number 11. At the end of the Shulchan Aruch, this is in Eben Ezer, Siman Samach Dalet, the Ramah says, V'noagu shaloi lisa nashim ela betchilas hachoydash. The minig is not to get married only in the beginning of the month, ba'oid shahalavana b'milua, when the moon is getting bigger. Okay? You do it, you don't do it. I'm going to tell you something very interesting. There's a stira on the Ramah. Okay, the Ramah just said, get married in the beginning of the month. The Ramah, in Aruch Chaim, Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, by Hilchos 3 weeks, which is coming up, Shulchan Aruch says, don't get married from Rosh Chodesh Av until Tisha B'Av. Says Ramah, V'noyagin, the minogiz, lahachmir, you don't get married already from Shavas Batamas. So Shulchan Aruch says, don't get married from Rosh Chodesh. Says Ramah, v'noyagin, the minog is not to get married from Shavas Batamas. Ask the Hafla and the Sefer HaMakne, why is it necessary for the Ramah to add not to get married from Shavas Batamas? Who's getting married at Shavas Batamas until Rosh Chodesh? It's the end of the month. The Ramah already said, you only get married in the beginning of the month. Why would it be necessary for him to say, oh, Shulchan Aruch only holds of 9 days, we hold of Shavas Batamas? You don't, even if we don't hold of Shavas Batamas, no one's getting married then anyway. Listen to this. Says the Hafla, you have to be very medakdek in the Lashon of the Ramah. The Ramah never said, v'noyhagin, not to get married only in the beginning of the month. He says, v'nohagu. There is a tremendous difference between the word v'nohagu and v'noyhagin. You know what the difference is? Noyhagin means you should have this custom l'chadchila. Nohagu means people do it even though there's no reason for it. That's what the Ramah... Now, who says this klal? The Ramah himself. In the Tshuvas Ramah, the Ramah says you should know. When I write v'noyhagin, it means you should do it. When I write v'nohagu, it means people do it. So when the Ramah says that v'noagu, not to get married only in the beginning of the month, the Ramah is not saying it's a good minhag. He's just pointing out people do it. But l'chadchila, you shouldn't get married from Shavas Batamos. So I believe Rav Pam would say, people would say, oh, but it's the beginning of the month, Ramah. Ramah never said that this is a good minhag. He's just saying people do it. Nowadays, people don't do it. So there's no reason to do it. I'm not being mevatel the minhag. I'm just giving you something to think about. That when the Ramah never says anywhere you should have the minhag of not getting married in the beginning of the month. The Ramah uses the word v'nohagu. And the Tshuvas Ramah, you can look it up. And the Magen Avraham quotes in Sim Tav Tzadik, there's a difference between noyagin and nohagu. Let's just conclude with the following.
What's this mula with the new moon? What is it?
The moon, Klal Yisrael, is represented by the new moon, right? Shehem asidim l'heschadesh kamoisa. The moon, as it's getting bigger, is the waxing and waning of the moon is symbolic of Klal Yisrael. So at the beginning of the month, as the month is the moon is getting bigger, it's a good mazel.
Marriage is going to get bigger also.
Pru Ravu, good mazel. Rabbi, so what about what we do? We get married not in the shul. So, you know, I've been to weddings in shuls. Most weddings are not outside though. You get married in an industrial hall with a little hole in the roof. You know, you look up, and you could see a star, maybe. Are you yoytze the inyan of the stars getting married indoors under the glass roof? Or they open it? So the Divrei Malkiel writes, in Chela Kei, Simon Reish Hei, number 14, of course, that's good enough. Right? He says, Akapanim yoyol shebashas binyan habeseknesas yinu beferi shebainu anaskin shiasu shom chobois. He says, V'yesh mekam yishoysim begag hacheder Pesach. Some make an opening in the roof. Kein shoysim besukos habnus besuchos hagag kodem achupa. He said you could do that. Don't do it in a shul, but But you could do it in, you could do it, you could make a hole in the roof, and you're yotze the inyan of getting married under the stars. However, Levushe Mordechai, Rav Mordechai Leib Winkler, he says no. That accomplishes absolutely nothing. Getting married in a wedding hall with an open roof, you're not yotze getting married in the shul. You're not yotze getting married under the stars, right? Whoa, what do you mean? Why are we not like Avram Avinu? So he says like this. He says, when Rav Hashem wanted to give a bracha to Avram, you don't think Rav Hashem could have made a hole in Avram's roof? Why did Hashem have to take Avram outside? Apparently, if you want to get the bracha, you got to go outside. But I believe, you know, the Minhag Yisrael is like the Divrei Malkiel, that we get married in the halls, and you open up the roof, and this way, we may not get married on Wednesdays, and we may not throw the wheat, but at least we still have a little opening on the roof. Baruch Hashem should bless us all, Zareinu v'chaspeinu, Yarbe kachol v'kachovim v'aloyla.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.